Good morning, everyone. Let's just take that long moment that has become part of our Word and Life tradition to collect ourselves this morning and make ourselves open to the wisdom that is coming to us. So let's just take one long moment of silence. I like to begin with a deep breath. Thank you. Well, this morning, it's my particular pleasure to introduce my friend and the morning speaker, Faye Cox. Faye is Montana-born and bred. Following her first degree from Colorado College in English Lit, she married and emigrated to Canada, where they settled on a mountainside in British Columbia. They built a home there, a massive garden, and raised animals and built community with other incoming settlers for 14 years, 10 of them without electricity or phone, off the grid, raising each other's barns and kids and singing together once they found Jesus. She says it was like a PhD in community. Her next chapter opened in Oxford, again taking a second degree in English literature, where she met a hermit nun living in a basement apartment under Christ Church Cathedral, who introduced her to Julian of Norwich and the mystical tradition of Christianity, turning her spirituality inward. The next chapter moved her back to British Columbia, where she started a retreat center and a nonprofit called SEED, which is an acronym for Social, Ecological, Economic Development, where they tried for 12 years to transform their town into an eco-village. In the course of that work, she met Willis Harmon, founder of IONS, and later of the Business World Academy with Rinaldo Brutoco, who spoke to us earlier this fall. Harmon encouraged her to attend a retreat entitled The Soul of Money, led by Bernard Leiter, the brilliant Belgian economist. From them, she began to learn how to apply spirituality to money and business. In the midst of those mind-changing challenges, she found herself drawn to the teachings of Cynthia Bourgeault and the mystical heart of Christianity. She has followed that path of wisdom ever since. She returned to the U.S. after 35 years away, just in time for Obama's election. Coming here to Santa Barbara, she has planted her talents and knowledge in four main areas. At Trinity Church, she leads a group studying wisdom Christianity. She works with the alternative currency possibilities, helping to edit Bernard Leiter's book, Money and Sustainability, and publishing her own articles on monetary thinking. She's helped to launch a local currency called Missions. Faye is also a co-worker with the Sustainable Living Research Initiative, working to create a framework for more ecological design in our zoning laws. But her main excursion, and this is where I'm joining her enthusiastically, is breaking ground with the publication of smart books that are called Our Books. These are books that take an hour to read on essential topics for right now, informed by the worldview and its scientific validation that the universe is interconnected and evolving. Her quote, "For a population overwhelmed by information and a continuous barrage of news, Our Books offers a window for understanding more about how the world actually works and how we can participate, as Buckminster Fuller once suggested, as architects of the future and not as its victims." Faye is a practical visionary who's been at work for more than 20 years, applying spirituality to money, business, and community. Her topic for this morning's presentation consists of two words that are not normally associated with one another: mysticism and money. Tom, I wonder if you would help guide us in welcoming Faye with our morning blessing.